Football Extra with Josh Parrish on FNR, Football Nation Radio.
It's a fabulous Friday here on FNR, Football Nation Radio, and this is Football Extra with me, Josh Parrish. And to finish off the program, it's Fans United with Johnson Zhang, the Chinese Super League expert and contributor to Football Today, who's here to tell us all about the Chinese teams who were surprisingly eliminated from the Asian Champions League earlier this week. Thanks for joining me again, Johnson. We saw a pretty exciting round of Asian Champions League action during the week, but two of the big Chinese teams have been eliminated, Shanghai SIPG and Guangzhou Evergrande. Were you surprised by the results?
I was actually very surprised with that result, actually, George. That was really a surprising and shocking result I've ever seen in Champions League in history of Chinese clubs. I don't understand how did these two get eliminated. It's bizarre.
Yeah, especially considering the high-profile players and big resources they're dealing with. We knew one Chinese team was going to go out with Guangzhou Evergrande playing against Tianjin Quanjin, but it was probably the bigger club who got eliminated, and it must be a huge disappointment for Fabio Cannavaro after he left Tianjin to go and coach Guangzhou.
Yes, absolutely, Josh. It was absolutely disappointing. I mean, how to put it, because, I mean, Fabio Cannavaro, he did a good job to lead Tianjin to the Champions League this year. I just don't understand why did he leave to go to Guangzhou Evergrande. Despite winning Chinese FA Super Cup title, he just left to go to I don't understand. I mean, they got three draws and three wins. That's actually not bad in the group stage. But when it comes to round 16, that is pretty almost like an early exit into the knockout stage. I don't understand with Fabio Cannavaro. What was he thinking there?
And will he be under pressure now at Guangzhou Evergrande? Do you think his job will be under pressure considering his early elimination from the ACL?
Well, the thing is, Josh, me and my friends from Wild East Football and Chinese, the sport foreign experts, we were talking about that. We were talking about his job under pressure. At the moment, I think we just need to give him time, but if he's sacked in the midway, then who's going to replace him? That's going to be a very big ask. If you look at, remember from last time when in 2015 he was coach, and then after he was sacked to be replaced by Scolari, and after that Scolari left, and then Cannavaro came in. Who's going to replace him? That is really going to be a big question question for Evergrande to come back.
And are Chinese Super League teams patient with their coaches, or do they sack them pretty easily?
Well, it depends on the results. I mean, I'm just very disappointed with the way that Chinese Super League teams coach always get sacked because of the results. It's just not really good. I mean, if it depends on the result, you can't always sack a coach because of poor form. You just have to keep them steady. Give them time, because they might come back and win easily. You can't just always sack a coach after poor results. That's just not fair for the super coach. If you look at previously, like, for example, there's so many coaches got sacked because of poor results. That doesn't make sense. You can't sack a coach with a poor result like that.
And Tianjin Quanjin, they're 10th in the Chinese Super League at the moment, but they've had some pretty impressive performances in the Asian Champions League. Do they just save their best for the big games? What's going on here?
Well, the thing is, Tianjin Quanjin was, well, despite, they were a bit of a weak team, but they got a really good foreign players like Vitzel, Pato and Modest. I think they just want to save Salta until the end of the season. It's very surprising. I mean, the domestic league hasn't been performing well, but in the Champions League, that's very interesting how they get to the quarterfinals quickly. That's just really Tianjin Quanjin-like.
And their foreign players, amongst those, as you mentioned, Alexandre Pato, of course, the former AC Milan striker, He had a horrible run with injuries when he was at AC Milan, and that kind of stifled his progress. But is he recapturing some of his best form now for them?
Yeah, he is actually. I mean, you remember last year when he was playing under Fabio Cannavaro, he was extremely marvelous. Last season, he scored so many goals, and this season, underneath Coach Salsa, he doesn't perform well. I remember last time in Champions League round one, game day, match day one, he was a substitute, and then he was furious that he got substituted, and then he was walked off and did not celebrate with the team. And then Salsa just called him out and said, "Look, mate, if you're going to do this again, I will put you on the bench in the match day if you're going to continue like that." And then Pato was just having an argument. But all is clear. I mean, Pato's captured his form, and he's... But if you look at his history in China, he always loved to be social with Chinese fans. He is absolutely wonderful to talk to.
Oh, that's fantastic. Sounds like a good ambassador for the club then, if he's getting involved with the fans. But I wanted to talk about SIPG as well. They looked absolutely incredible in the group stages, obviously demolishing Melbourne Victory pretty easily in the first game. When they rested a couple of players in the return leg, they lost, but it didn't seem like they were taking the dead rubber at the end very seriously. But then they've gone down 4-3 on aggregate to Kashima Antlers. Was this just a matter of them getting a tough draw first up in the round of 16, or did they underperform and didn't meet expectations?
Well, it's just the thing is, Josh, when I was watching the SRPG video, I think it's just because of the injuries they're having. And Vitor Pereira, I thought he was a good coach. And we remember Vitor Pereira was assistant coach to Andre Villas-Boas a long time ago. And then he decided to become head coach of SRPG this year. But something has gone wrong with SRPG. I mean, if you look at... I just don't understand why they risk Hulk. And, a few weeks back, he was injured. And then they just wanted to risk him for the second leg. I wouldn't do that if he got a bit injured, because they said he was supposed to be out for 4 weeks or something. And then they just wanted to risk him. I think that's a bit too risk for him.
Well, he did score 2 goals in that game, but do you think he was still hampered by injury?
I think a little bit. He's not that. He's still got agile moves, but I think he's just a bit of a walk injury there.
And in the next round, Chunjin Quanjin is the last remaining team from China. They probably will be looking to avoid John Book from Korea, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they are looking to avoid that team because you see, last time Chen Jian got thrashed by Jung Book, and then they came back with an amazing win, which is a thriller result. And it's good to see them bounce back after a thrashing result.
And there are no easy teams left in the competition, of course, but would they prefer to play against Kashima or Suwon Blue Wings?
That's a good question to ask there, Josh. I mean, when I look at them, they just want to play against... They just want to toss up a coin between Kashima or Suwon, but it's not easy for them to play against the Asian powerhouses teams like Suwon, Kashima, and Jungbook, because they play against Jungbook twice, but they haven't never played against Suwon or Kashima, so it's going to be a big test for them to see how they're going to go in quarterfinals. And if they can produce that quarterfinal result with that win, my goodness, how on earth did they reach the semifinal with such a high expectation?
Well, Johnson, thanks so much for joining me today on Football Extra, and I look forward to chatting to you again about Chinese football very soon.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for that, Josh.
That was Johnson Zhang, the Chinese Super League expert and writer for Football Today here on Football Extra on FNR Football Nation Radio.